Gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love extended family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. We broadcast everywhere on this globe at cfrc.ca and more terrestrial at Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Good evening. Welcome. My name is Graham. This is A Working Knowledge, and I'm your host. Tonight, from 10 to 11, and lo and behold, every Wednesday evening from 10 to 11. So very glad that you could join me. Maybe you stumbled across us. Either way, happy to have you here. I play a mix of music. It tends to drift around a fair bit through the course of the program. Whatever plans and aspirations I had at the beginning often get thrown out the window as I start listening to one thing and it sends me spiraling off into another. So it's difficult to tell you what I'm going to play tonight because it's going to be a mix. It's going to be a mix of sort of indie stuff, alternative stuff, some experimental, maybe some jazz in the mix as well. So, you know, there should be something for everybody. So stick around and just enjoy for the next hour or so. We're going to begin tonight with a David Byrne piece. He's a huge touchstone for me. I enjoy most everything he does. This song is called She Explains Things to Me.
She explains what is happening in the movies we watch. I ask, why did they do that? Why did they stop? Why did they say that on that TV show? And I ask myself, wow, how did she know? She explains what a character nowadays,
much more than before. You left me high and dry in a loveless land with nothing but time on my hand. I read a lot, not just magazines, but other more serious things to get me through the day. Nighttime too, whilst wondering how in the world to go on without you. Population one, that's me. So if you ask me how I stop contemplating what I now have not, I'll reply, I read a lot.
Thank you. is fact.
Insight, foresight, more sight. The clock on the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Upon reflection, I may actually have played that last piece of music last week, but I don't apologize because it's a beautiful piece of music. I find it just meditative. It works really well with headphones as well. And as I was listening to it here, just love that piece. It's by John Hopkins. It's called Abandoned Window, taken from his 2013 album called Immunity. I really enjoy the sounds that John Hopkins is able to create. An electronic experimental artist I have an enormous amount of time for. As I say about many artists I play on the show, but it's all basically true. Right before him, that was a sort of a interesting set of music, if I do say so. DJ Shadow, I do not believe that was from 1996. His album Midnight in a Perfect World. Really important album in terms of DJ culture, in terms of sampling, in terms of, you know, pushing that envelope, the use of samples and mixing and scratching to the next level. Just a fantastic album, and it's possible that it came out in 1996. I refuse to believe that. A couple of jazz pieces in there. The first you heard was Miles Davis, When Lights Are Low, followed quickly by a shorter Sonny Rollins quartet piece entitled I Know. Sonny Rollins, you may have caught this news. He just passed away May 25th of this year, 2026, and he was an American jazz tenor saxophonist who's widely recognized as one of the most important and influential jazz musicians. And in his seven-decade career, Rollins recorded more than 60 albums as a leader. Just a fantastic artist, and one I do want to play more music here in the future. And then we kicked the evening off with some David Byrne. She Explains Things to Me, and in no way does that song have relevance to my own life. And followed by Nick Lowe with I Read a Lot here on CFRC, and this is a Working Knowledge, and my name is Grim, and I'm with you every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. I want to get back into music. Of course, you don't need to hear from me, you're here to listen to music. And in this next set, we are going to hear from some Billy Bragg. Regular listeners will know I play Billy with some regularity, but he's coming to Kingston July 5th, so that gives me ample excuse to play him even more. So we're going to hear from some Billy Bragg in this next set, possibly the second song in the set. But we are going to start with another artist I really enjoy. His name's King Creosote. This is taken from his album From Scotland With Love. It came out a few years ago now. Let me see, 2014. And this song is entitled For One Night Only on CFRC. Thank you.
try to feel okay. And nothing you could do to stop me feeling the way I do. And if the chance should happen that I never see you again, just remember that I'll always love you. Just wish I could be there to see you through.
Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Jaguarvara highway filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment, so he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. And the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of a fanzine writer. open politics. He asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Jumble sales are organised and pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists or sleeping with the sleepers. Right leap forwards. One leap forwards, two leaps back. Will politics get me the sack? Waiting for the right leap forwards. Well, here comes the future and you can't run from it. If you've got a blacklist, I want to be on it. Waiting for the right leap forwards. Well, it's a mighty long way down rock and roll from top of the pot. And cut out the middle man. Right, leap forward. A perfect world, we're all singing tune, but this is reality. Skip some room. Right, leap forward. So join the struggle while you make the revolution. Is just a t-shirt away.
Sailable, it will lead you bikes race towards the corner of the dining room and half illuminate a face before they disappear.
Thank you.
continuing my ongoing series of how is it possible that that album is that old, that was from 1992's Copper Blue and Sugar. Sugar is, of course, Bob Mould, and If I Can't Change Your Mind. And we right before Bob Mould, we heard his previous band, Husker Du, wonderful three-piece out of St. Paul's, Minnesota. Great band, great hardcore band, and then one of the many spin-offs, Bob Mould founded Sugar and released that superlative album, Copper Blue. Go and find it if you are, or just download it and stream it, whatever you do now these days. It's well worth an investment in your time. Also in that set, for Husker Du, oh, of course, Pup playing Kids, was that 90? No, not 90. A couple of years ago. I was going to say 91. That's incorrect. They're playing Toronto this summer. Absolutely. Their album's in whole. I'm not sure in entirety. I think they're doing a different album, different gig, but that's what they're up to. And then the Weaker Thans, this is a Fire Door Never Left Open, a band near and dear to my heart. One which usually spirals me off into, I will now play all of their records tomorrow. In order, of course, I'm not an animal. And that's what generally happens. And then Mr. Billy Bragg, Waiting for the Great Leap Forwards, waiting for him to come to town very, very soon. Badly Drawn Boy in there, wonderful Supergrass. And we started with a favorite of mine, King Creosote, for one night only. So my name's Graham, this is A Working Knowledge, and I'm here every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. I'm going to head out the door in mere moments. So thanks for listening, checking me out, all that kind of stuff, taking notes, making complaints, writing letters, sending missives, you know, what happens. And perhaps I'll see you around town at some gigs. There's lots going on this summer in Kingston, as is usual. And always our website, cfrc.ca, is a great place to learn of said events. So take care of yourselves. See you out and about. Cheers.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gaels!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram.